Okay, welcome to Tifosi Talk. I'm your host, Carlo.
Mauro.
Anthony.
Frank.
Okay, guys. Monaco Grand Prix.
Crap.
What do you mean, crap? I didn't say anything yet.
But you got to admit, Verstappen is ahead of their class. Everybody.
Yeah. But don't forget, he also has that car.
Yeah, but he didn't have it here.
Well, he had it. Yes, this morning he had it.
Didn't really have it this morning.
No, yeah, they said the car.
It wasn't that
running his full potential.
Listen, he's 30 seconds ahead of everybody, so
it's the talent.
It's more than just talent.
Well, look, in qualifying there was talent. He hit the wall three times and he still got pole position. So,
and he was 3/10 behind in second, last sector.
Yeah, before the last sector. Yeah. He didn't make it like way ahead of Alonso, but still.
I guess it's the same thing every week.
Well, now we got the floor view of every single car.
Yeah,
we did. Yeah.
That people could cheat.
Yeah, exactly. Now everybody knows. So.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know what to say. It's not that it's not fun. It's just that last year you had something to hold on to, and this year it's like everything changes.
Yeah, that brings up this question: is Ferrari slower this year than last?
I don't think so.
No, you're supposed to be evolved from one year to the next.
Slower. I actually think they're slower. They lost top end speed.
Listen, maybe they could be slower, but I mean, today was only by mistakes that they were sixth and seventh or whatever.
Mistakes are always with them.
But it's always a mistake. It's always
so
a tire.
So then why fire a guy, say that he can't run the team, to put another guy of a different nationality that can't run the team any better?
Okay. We'll see, because
we'll see.
His car, Vassar's car, his modifications of what Binotto did is coming out at Barcelona.
No, those are Binotto's.
No,
yes.
This is Vassar's car. Yes.
Where did he get those intelligence? Get out of here.
Okay. This car is going to be the proof of what he knows. So let's see what Barcelona gives you.
This car. The new parts are Benito's that he had to do during this year if he was there. He's trying to remodify what the car needs.
And exactly that's what I'm
doing. And it's not doing.
And this is what it is.
And
the Barcelona is going to be his car.
Today? First of all, it was supposed to come out at Imola.
Yeah.
So
they
didn't
Imola,
come out.
They skipped it.
Yeah. So Monaco, what happened? They had a transportation strike. What? DHL didn't deliver it?
Yeah, they delivered, but they didn't put everything at Monaco. You don't need it. You don't need everything at Monaco. It's a street track.
Yeah.
You're not going to put all your modifications.
So is Imola. Imola is not a very fast track either.
But it's completely different than Monaco.
Could be different, but
Barcelona is the one that they test at. So this is where you're going to see actually where his car is going to be better than Benito's or not.
That's not. Get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, but what hope do we have if the Ferrari was supposed to be strong at this track? This was the track where you should have gotten at least a 1-3 type of thing. And you didn't. You got blown out of the water. And now you're going to go to a fast track where, you know what, Red Bull and Aston Martin and Mercedes are going to be strong at.
No, Mercedes is not strong, or Aston Martin. So,
I don't know. Even Horner was saying that they were expecting Ferrari to be there, but
they're not.
Now is it
far apart?
Is it because the only thing
but
that I hear
they
from
were
the,
there on Friday.
No, they were.
Yeah, they were there. No. He was P1 in first practice, yeah, and P2 in the second.
But he was like...
P1 in the second. The times were there. Don't say no. I know the track was getting better and better, for sure. The times are not better, as good as a Saturday, but he still ended up first on both free practice.
Okay, that's free practice. Then free practice 3, they were nowhere to be found.
That's what I'm saying. How come the car didn't evolve? How come all of a sudden now those bumps been there all weekend? How come now on Saturday the car can't take the bumps?
Well,
so no. Since you're protecting the,
I'm not protecting the
Napoleon over there. Why isn't it? Where's
and
where's
what is that gonna do with Napoleon?
Well,
come on, what does that got to do with Napoleon?
He's supposed to be in charge of the team. He's the chief engineer.
Yeah, and what does that got to do if your driver tells you this, it's the engineers that have to fix it, not Napoleon. Right?
They don't listen to the drivers. Carlos Sainz told them 3 times, I want to come in, change my tires today. Then they tell him, box? No, don't box, stay out.
Yeah.
Again, kind of stupid, again,
yeah, but
stupidity.
that was
sense.
No, that was to
not his
make
fault.
Ocon either try to come in or not, or
three
fake,
times
fake.
The Saints was asking to come in, not the strategist. Yeah, Saints doesn't trust the strategist.
Well, if
I wouldn't
no
either.
Trust in.
Well, why should I trust a guy that screws? He was pissed off.
Up too?
He screwed up today. He told them. He goes, what kind of stupidity is this?
Yeah. But this we know, that they screw up all the time, right?
Listen to me.
Yeah.
They screwed up. Mercedes went ahead because they screwed up.
Screwed up at the end of the race. It was, why didn't they wait until Williams went in for the wets?
Yeah, and then
they could try to compete with
the
Williams.
Williams actually went in before. But
okay. Well, they always react. Why can't they just act for once? Just do it. Make a decision. This is what we're doing. Go.
I know. Because the chief guy, he knows.
What are you going to... You can, that box, not box, is not going to fool anybody anymore. That's, those tricks are from the 80s. I mean, come on. You have to evolve with the times. They're not going to fall for that. Even when they used to rush out with the tires come back in...
Yeah.
Okay, it worked. It's going to work once, twice, but that's it.
After that.
Okay, so let me ask this question then. So is it because the drivers are making mistakes because the car is not good? Or is it...
I think there are a lack of will of racing because they know they go, they're in second, they end up in seventh. They're first, they end up in sixth.
Yeah, but what does that...
Because
mean?
Of their stupid
drivers.
Yeah, but it is. It's their
strategy.
Motivation.
Okay,
strategy and motivation of a driver. If I'm leading a race, then all of a sudden, halfway through the race, I'm sixth. Do I have a will of to compete to race? It's, for him, is here we go again.
I think it's also a lot of frustration.
Yeah, sure.
It's how the drivers are frustrated with this. This is like going back to the year 2020, where they would qualify fifth, sixth, and end up in the points.
No, this reminds me of 2018 with Raikkonen and whatchamacallit, Vettel. When they wouldn't listen to the strategist more.
Yeah.
The strategist said, no, you have to come in. No, I'm staying out.
Yeah, my tires are still good.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Right, and it goes, where should I come in? I'm going to tell you when I come in.
Okay,
so when a driver lose faith in the team,
yeah.
you is better off getting them out or reorganize your team.
Okay, so reorganize it. You want to get rid of Leclerc to bring in Hamilton? Is that going to change anything?
No. There's more than just Hamilton. There's a young guy that's there. Schwartz there.
Schwartzman.
But look...
it's the same thing...
Then throw away, get away your strategist, Vassar, and all
the
other guys.
But if that
you did it with Binotto, why can't you do it with him?
because you have to give him a chance
to
actually do something. He hasn't been there for what? How many races has
he been there? He still hasn't.
This is his car in Barcelona. Give it a chance and see.
We're going to see what happens.
We'll see.
If they stay the same.
It's already two races late, but we'll see.
You know, now that everybody knows how the floors are made, Red Bull has everybody's taking pictures
of Red Bull for sure. Yeah, they don't care about the Mercedes one.
So
everybody cares about the Red Bull.
What's gonna happen now? Maybe they're gonna. I don't know.
It takes a lot of money to
money
change
and
that floor.
The study and everything.
Yeah.
It's who knows if it's gonna work on their car?
Yeah, it's not just
you have to change the aerodynamics, the look, everything.
Although there's a lot of secrets underneath there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's also the way the
veins
they modify the
airflow.
Yeah,
the airflow and everything else.
But everything works with the front wing, the back. You know, like everything, the diffuser, everything. So
everything has to work together.
Yeah.
I just don't find it fair this year. I mean, kudos to Red Bull. I mean, they're untouchable right now, but.
Nobody can catch up to them.
I mean, it's every race. It's the same thing. So, this is what we were saying about the Mercedes a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Except
Mercedes was cheating a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but who knows if
no, they're not
as cheating.
No.
We'll find out.
They have an honest face.
Yeah. It's funny that it's only one car that's actually doing everything, all the damage. The other car is not doing any damage.
Because because he's a hell of a driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, how many times I'll race that? How many during the whole race, especially when it was raining? How many times did he say, I have to change my tires, I have to change my tires, I have to change my tires? They didn't leave them out there for a because they didn't know what to do. Like Ferrari has strategy. They were studying all the time. They weren't having a coffee and
of course not.
Well, in fact, that's
watch
what
a soccer game.
That's what happened with Alonso. You know, they were studying what they were doing and see how long he has to stay on the race before the other guy changes his tires, and then see what happens after.
Yeah, but
He was 30 seconds ahead.
Yeah, but
but his at one point, Verstappen called in and said that my tires are finished.
Yeah,
and was
but he had 52 laps on those tires though.
No. He had like he still had like 40 laps to do.
No, I know, but he kept the medium tire. Up to 52 laps?
Yeah, something. But he had to take them off. He wanted to take them off.
He had to.
Yeah.
That was the tire he started the race with. So, he has to take them off.
But what I'm saying is that he had called in way before he took them off to change them.
Oh, yeah. Well, 52 laps. They were expecting it off at 30-something. 30,
yeah,
30,
but that's why I was saying. That's why they kept them on the track because of...
Alonso.
Alonso was pushing, yeah.
So, and Alonso went to change his tires.
Because
I think he went twice.
They outweighed Alonso.
Yeah.
And Alonso, when he had first called in, the Martin Brundle said his tires looks brand new still, Alonso's.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they used Red Bull's design. So
yeah,
now what? Ferrari,
no.
They have to change their design. Okay,
it's completely, they're completely screwed. How much the
because you
Leclerc,
have you
Leclerc
have
was
two more
finished.
Years of this.
Yeah, Leclerc's tires were finished when he couldn't even drive anymore. He was doing a 139 or something like that.
Even when he hit the side there.
Yeah, that's another thing. Why did they change Sainz's tires if he's on hard tires?
When he started, he has to change once at least.
Yeah, so he was going to only do, 13 laps with him?
No, he did about 30 laps, and then they changed it.
Yeah,
he did 30 laps on a hard, which could have went for a long
time. That's what I'm saying. Why did they call them in? Instead of...
Not even Sainz didn't understand why they called them in.
Yeah.
Then what the hell is it used to
go with the hard?
No, he started on hard and he was going to... No.
Yeah, he started on hard.
Was it he started on hard or he started on medium?
Hard.
I'm not sure. I think he started on medium.
Hard.
Hard was Leclerc.
Medium.
No. Leclerc started on hard.
No, they both were on hard.
No.
Yes.
No, they were had a different strategy.
They're both on hard.
How could they be on both different strategy if they don't even know how to make one strategy? You're laughing? What are you?
I'm telling you, he started the race on
both hard.
No, he started on soft.
Hard.
Not soft, medium.
No.
Yes. One of them, anyway.
No.
No.
Even Martin Brundle said, why did they bring him in?
He's got a hard time.
What kind of strategy? His strategy was to pass Ocon. That's what Ocon.
And Sainz on hard tires.
See, what kind of stupid strategy was that? I told you, they only know how to do one strategy, and it's wrong. Before a race.
Okay. Well, you have to look it up. okay. So why did he come in? What was the purpose of him coming in? Again?
You tell us.
I don't know.
The rain was coming. So
yeah.
But it still didn't come until when he came in.
Yeah, they knew. They knew.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody knew. They were saying, okay, rain in 12 laps. At the end of the 12.
Yeah, end of the 15 laps of the race. The last 15 laps.
So why did they bring him in?
52 lap. At the 52nd lap, it started raining.
Yeah, when Verstappen decided to say, it's time for me to change tires.
What's her name? Carlos came in at lap 33.
Yes,
it doesn't make sense.
The other guy lap 44.
But because they're eating up their tires, though.
No.
How can you eat up a hard tire? I don't understand. Yeah. The Leclerc had no more. Fundamentally because wrong
he's
with the car.
He's trying to protect Vassar. Because last year, Binotto would, how come he didn't do nothing? How come blah, 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 blah? Always to Binotto. Now Vassar's there. How come he didn't do anything? Why you say, no, I put you on hard tires and now you want to go halfway through the race?
It was a bad strategy.
It's always like that. It's always. Friday, they study the strategy. Yeah. Well, it's bad right away. A person should call him and say, don't do it that way.
Would they get a call?
Someone should call. I don't know. Maybe the guy that cleans the trailers.
Okay. Anyway, I watched it on Italian TV and the Italian media.
Was good.
No, the Italian media seems really depressed.
Why be depressed?
They don't even know what to say anymore.
But they try. They try to help. Try to help them out in a way,
No, you can't help out.
But that's it. It's finished. Everything that they do, they screw up. So how could they help out the Ferrari? Give them some kind of encouragement.
Okay, look, from what I heard anyways, the commentaries and everything, is that they're bringing nothing really spectacular to Barcelona.
So what are you making?
No, but this is his car. This is going to be his car now. All the upgrades that are coming is his.
You just said there's no upgrades. So
I said no spectacular upgrades, I said.
What are you doing? Changing the steering wheel?
Why? They're trying to change why it's eating the tires, right? That's the whole point. This is the upgrades that they're trying to do, is not to make the car use up its tires, right? So let's see something changes. Marc Genet said that don't expect anything.
Who?
Marc Genet.
Who is he?
He's a guy on the Italian TV. He's actually talks for Ferrari for stuff. He works for
them. So then he didn't do he didn't do anything.
Yeah, so, he says, don't expect.
So that, this that, is, that, that means he didn't do anything.
Yeah, so Vassar hasn't done nothing.
He's saying, don't expect.
Okay.
To be,
we're gonna have to look at
maybe third, maybe fourth, but not.
I think it's 10 and 11th.
Well, if we're going it this way, instead of going frontwards, we're going backwards. So,
apparently, that's his car.
This car in Barcelona, they is not out yet.
Okay. Well, the new car with no changes is not out yet.
There is, I don't think there's a new car. They're just modified.
What do I have to throw a water bottle or something? I don't know. So what? You guys all lost hope? What?
Yeah.
It's not even what. How many races is it?
Right. It's not. It's sad. At least if you're competing, you're in second place. At least you could say, okay, yeah, we.
It's a, no. It's not.
How many points are we behind Aston Martin?
I don't know. 50.
That much. No, Alonso only has 2 podiums, so he doesn't have that much.
Yeah, but Albon's finished.
Yeah, but he finished 6th, 5th, not podium. How many podiums did Alonso have? 2?
So Ferrari's at 90 points and Aston Martin 120.
And Red Bull 30 points.
Red Bull is 249.
Nobody's catching Red Bull. Forget about Red Bull.
No, but I was just wondering.
Mercedes is 1 point behind Aston Martin.
Okay, we're not even halfway. They have already 200.
No, it's
so they're at 119. Where Mercedes is at 119.
Aston Martin in second place, 120. Mercedes 119, and Ferrari.
Ferrari could catch the second place and forget about the cheating Mercedes. But what I'm saying is, if next race, that's next week, right?
Yeah.
Next race,
it's Barcelona.
There's no hope for Ferrari. So. But there's like the race after, there's no hope for them again because there's nothing coming out. Then the race after.
No, he said every race, Vassar said, okay, on a commentary. Whatever.
And you believe him? Because they said,
I believe him. He said every race, they're bringing something.
Okay.
From now on.
Well, like I said.
Now, like I told you, it might
the
some little wing on the mirror or something. Yeah, maybe. That's what it is. Maybe.
So that's why I'm answering your question. Mm-hmm. You lost hope? Yes.
Okay.
Because there's nothing further to see.
And if
there was supposed to be big changes for Barcelona. Now there's no major changes.
Well, look,
but there was supposed to be big changes.
Okay, look at the big changes Mercedes did. And does it look like their car is much faster?
I don't care about that.
No, but I'm just saying.
Because
they brought all kinds of upgrades to Mercedes. And they're still not there.
Yeah, they're not there. But I'm not cheering for Mercedes.
The only thing Hamilton is saying is that the car is getting drivable. That's what he said.
Yeah, I know. And I probably believe him.
Okay.
What I'm saying is...
But that's why...
Do I have any hope for this thing? No. Because there was... From Miami, there was supposed to be changes. Apparently, there was minor changes.
You're fighting against Haas. For most of the race.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
And then they go to Imola. It was cancelled. There were supposed to be another minor changes. Then... There was supposed to be Monaco. Okay, Monaco, there was no change because they took a break. And then...
Who took a break?
Barcelona. They announced it for who knows how long. Because there was supposed to be changes on Imola.
Yes, changes are coming now.
Oh, they're coming now?
At Barcelona.
And you just told me it's minor changes. So these are not big changes.
I didn't say they're minor changes.
He said, Vassar said it. I have it on the thing. You sent me the link on Twitter that he said there was going to be big changes.
Yes.
For Barcelona.
Yes.
But if you didn't do for anything for Imola... And now you tell me it's minor changes for Barcelona. Is there hope?
I said, Marc Genet said, don't expect big change on improving where their position is. You'll see maybe, don't expect them to be in front of Red Bull. That's what
I don't think anyone is going to go.
Don't expect them to be in front of Aston Martin. What he's trying to tell you is that yes, the changes will bring something, but we have to still see.
Well, we're not racing Williams. We're racing Aston Martin. If you can't come up with a, so if you can't come up with an evolution to pass pass Aston Martin, what the hell are you racing for? You think you're in a championship with Alfa Romeo and Haas? No.
Well, maybe that's where they have to stay, because that's where their car is that slow that, you know, that's who they're fighting now.
But this doesn't make sense.
Because on Friday at Monaco, on Friday, they were there. They were topping the charts.
And then on Saturday morning, they were not there
because
anymore.
The chief doesn't know how to improve his car.
And yet, they were, the top six were like thousands of a second apart.
Yeah. They were there with the times.
But the thing is,
it was one lap. It's not 70 laps.
That's the thing.
Even if he's like one tenth, he's one tenth. Oh, sorry, go.
Red Bull, I mean, even if they're the same speed, but they could keep it for 70 laps.
Ferrari's right now, even though they're behind in points, should be second, because they are the second car on
the
championship.
Be second, yes, because okay. They're making too many.
Because
mistakes.
Aston Martin is not that great of a car. Don't listen to the English media.
Yeah,
but it's okay. Still faster. Today
it's not
was
faster.
Today was.
But
faster.
Even in Miami, they finished ahead of Ferrari. Ferrari was a better car than Aston Martin.
But Aston Martin is more consistent than the Ferrari. That's the problem. Where they're hitting 129 every lap, Ferrari hits 128, and then after all of a sudden drops down to 140.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Is it the car or is it the driver?
It's not the car. It's the,
the driver?
No, it's the team spirit. It's the.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah,
it's the drivers.
Yeah, it's the drivers, because they don't have no more. Will to compete.
Yeah.
Because why? A stupid strategy. They take their sweet time to change or not change or stay in or go
the last
out
one
or box.
To change. Do you believe that? They were almost the last one to change the stupid tires.
They should have stayed out even longer on those tires. They would have probably moved up.
No.
Yes.
They should have went right away under.
Yeah, obviously. That's obvious, okay? But you made that mistake, then stay out
there. How many more mistakes you
got to
make?
No, but stay out there then. Why even come in?
I'm
going to,
Frank,
the track was dry after a while.
Frank, I'm going to make you start on the hard tires. And
20
laps come in and I'm going to put reds.
Yeah.
Try to finish the race. That's their strategy. Stupid strategy.
At least they should have started with the reds.
Then yeah,
at
that point, if you're gonna call me in at 30 laps, what the hell you?
Yeah,
are.
Like, start with red.
Yeah.
Pass, get close to what's
Ocon,
name Alonso
and Ocon
and stuff like that, and then come in with the hards and you finish the race with the hards. But at least you did the damage.
Yeah,
but I can't understand their strategy. I mean, everything that they did wrong. Everything.
Okay, so we're not expecting anything in Barcelona.
No, I don't think so.
We ain't winning, that's for sure.
Okay, you're going to ask them what position we're going to finish?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
I'm not at that point. You have something to say about anything?
Yeah, listen,
I took the whole
still
show.
I'm pissed off with this.
Yeah.
The thing that's going on.
I just don't understand. There's going to be big evolution but... There's minor minor parts. What kind of stupidity is that? Where are you taking us for?
It's not
you're
minor
taking us
parts.
For idiots.
It's big evolution to bring you to equal to, let's say,
to who?
I don't even know. I don't know if we're going to be equal to Mercedes, but anyway.
You're supposed to be faster than Mercedes.
Listen, it's not me talking. I'm not there. I don't have no
equal
idea.
Equal to Renault. There.
I hope not. But... equal to Renault on this track would have been okay. Yeah,
them.
It would have been okay. But from what I hear from Marc Genet, okay, is don't expect Ferrari to be second. It's not going to be second. Even with the big updates.
But they are second.
No, they're not.
For who?
They're not. Aston Martin's in front of them, and so is Mercedes in front of them.
Yeah, but as but car, in car, yeah, that's
a point. Car.
Yeah, hold on, but that's
no, because at Barcelona they're expecting them not even to be 10th.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. And that's the big update. You want to keep this Frenchman?
This is from a guy that's in there.
Okay? Yeah, so he must know a lot more.
That's saying okay. The car is eating up its tires, so you're not expecting attack.
So I'm right what he said. Big evolution, but don't expect nothing. We're gonna be we're gonna be slower.
Somewhere along the line is simulator and track is not matching. Right? It has to be that.
Yeah, maybe the idiot that designed the parts.
And to have a simulator right now, it takes 3 years. A new simulator. It's going to take 3 years.
They got a new simulator?
Yeah, they get with every year.
Years ago?
No, they got an upgrade, not a new simulator. Okay? So what do we do? Well, you wait for 3 years? Are you going to wait like this for another 3 years?
Well, you have to wait till 2026 right now. You can't do anything.
How come Lewis gets screwed? Against Mercedes, they got screwed. This is the car. We can't change nothing. We can't do nothing because it costs too much.
Now we're
back to here. Another problem.
Tell you what. Because they don't fight. They don't have guys that go in there and say, what the hell is this?
Well, I'm going
to
tell you.
Why do I have to change my flooring? Why don't they just change their flooring? My car is working.
Everybody had to change their damn flooring.
No, because Ferrari is too nice. They have wrong people trying to fight the FIA.
And why not? They should be the first ones there, especially when they're getting screwed.
They're always going to get screwed because they're never going to fight. They don't fight.
Mercedes says, the guy has a sore back, so we have to change that. What next year is going to be the tires are no good? So we're going to change tires to go to Goodyear? What the hell is wrong with this stupid
when it
thing?
Was in the Schumacher era, you had the Janta, then Ross Brown.
Yeah, but they had the choice.
In the FIA office saying, no, this is happening like this. It's going like this.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it's supposed to be done.
No, it's because we're getting screwed all the time, and that's it's always the same.
Yeah, like today. Russell, how many people did he could have caused a major accident when he went off? Eh?
Huh?
5 seconds.
Yeah.
I blocked.
We get a 3-grid position.
Yeah, I block you 3 grids. 3 spots I get.
Where now they should have went. They should have had somebody there, an advocate or whatever.
They went.
Say, look, three spots.
They went.
Where? How come he only got 5 seconds?
Exactly.
Well, okay. They were trying to go, but I think the strategist gave him the wrong direction.
When he started the race, he was even set off wrong. That should have been another penalty, and they didn't give him the penalty.
Ocon, when Sainz was behind, Ocon was behind Sainz, how many times did he zigzag on that street after the pool, after the tunnel? Did anybody say, the FIA say?
Well, not even Sainz said anything, though.
No, he didn't say, because he's a good racer.
No, you want to say something, you say it.
Yeah, but
the guy is actually zigzagging in front of you, stop it.
It's not him to say it.
You know how fast people talk when Verstappen or Hamilton, somebody cuts them off? They tell their team. Why isn't he talking?
Nah, listen. Why are they there for? They're supposed to check what's going on.
They didn't even tell Leclerc to get out of the way of Lando Norris. Come on.
You don't understand. They were probably on a coffee break.
Okay, I don't care where they were. Your job is to tell the driver that there's another guy coming, right?
If it's break, it's break.
It's a union.
Well,
then don't expect anything.
I don't.
Okay. Not anymore, anyways.
Me, if I was there, me, if I was there just cleaning the thing, and I happened to go into the strategy room, I would say it's wrong and leave.
Okay. All right.
I probably would not have a job next week, but I'd still say, you know what, it's wrong. You're idiots.
Okay. But it's not only one strategy. It's all of them.
Thank God there's not only one.
There's people at Maranello.
There's 10. Imagine if there's one.
Yeah, no, but listen. What 10? There's about 50.
He's going to be there.
What I'm trying to say is, one guy could speak up, no? If they, it's impossible that everybody's looking and saying, okay, this is not working. And they're saying, oh, we did a good job today.
How could you do a good job?
But this is what I'm trying to say. There has to be somebody is going to say, you know, we suck today.
Yeah. What's his name? No, Napoleon should say that.
Yeah, yeah, but he doesn't.
Why isn't he doing
that?
He
doesn't.
Let's stop with Napoleon.
That's he doesn't.
Okay. Let's say he does.
This who's, Napoleon
who's the next
wanna,
guy up?
Yeah, but this Napoleon doesn't want to conquer nothing. You understand?
Okay. First... Okay. He has to conquer. Because or else next week he's out of a job.
Yeah, I think they should go get Arrivabene.
Yeah.
Get more,
at least his
more, he could get more sexual harassment charges.
Yeah, but at least the cars are fast.
Just don't make part.
Right?
The cars are fast though.
Yes. I don't know. It's not only up to one guy.
No.
There's like 50 people over there that see it.
Yeah, but hold on.
The two drivers see it. Everybody sees it. We see it, they see it. Guaranteed they see it, right?
But how is it that we always get the wrong people?
The two Red Bull guys that came in, they can't do anything?
No, okay. They can't talk.
They're already there. They're in.
Yeah, no, but they're on gardening.
They're gardening.
or getting coffee ready.
Yeah. They can't divulge anything until next year.
They're gardening. What is it?
It's a gardening phase, yeah.
Yeah.
They call.
So right now, they're just watering flowers.
And
they're engineers. They were not strategists.
It's not only the strategist you need here.
Yeah,
your car is not working on track. You could tell if your drivers say,
okay,
I can't control the car on this bump. If he's telling you that, it's not just a strategist here. It's an engineer that has to come there and say, okay, let's do something about him and his bumps.
But he was only 1/10 away from Red
Bull. Doesn't matter.
No? He was 1/10
ahead. But he could have been 1/10 ahead. So
yeah,
that makes him 2/10 faster.
That's because they don't know how to evolve during the weekend. While other companies know. Other engineers know how to do it. But Red Bull wasn't doing good on Friday. Saturday, they get pole. How come?
They're first. Wait. Red Bull, when Verstappen said, I can't drive this car, right? They said, okay, box. Came in, 2 hours later, came out, and the car was brand new.
No, only on Saturday. He said on Saturday.
On the second free practice, his car was already 110% better than it was.
They knew what the problem was.
But what I'm saying, we're arguing about the same thing. Because I said Friday, Ferrari did well on free practices. Right?
Because everybody else was not doing well.
Not everybody else.
Who was doing well?
Aston Martin was on over there. They were fighting with Red Bull.
Okay. Aston Martin was doing well. And then it was Haas, Alfa Romeo.
Okay. Don't say. I have it taped, the Friday thing. If you want to watch it.
I saw it.
Yeah, I seen it too. I didn't see Haas. I seen Haas one race.
That's who they were fighting after.
Who? If you
finished first on one lap, though.
So
what do you mean? You went one lap. You did one lap. After that, you were nowhere to be found. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's not true.
Then when they're doing their let's see which tires were good at. They were nowhere to be found.
They were. How could they not be anywhere to be found if there were only 1/10 behind?
That's on one lap. Again, that's what I'm trying to tell you. They went out, did a fast lap. Okay, now let's do 30 laps. 30 laps, they're like 40 seconds behind everybody.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's what the whole Friday was about.
So if the whole Friday was about, so why were they...
They said, yeah, we look good on qualifying. Yeah, obviously, because you're only going to do one lap. On race day, you're not good.
So that's what I'm trying to say. They never evolve the car.
They're supposed to.
That's what I'm saying. On Friday, forget about that one freaking lap. Okay. On Friday, they did well. Saturday, they did poorly. They blended. They have problems with the bump, right?
And still,
it took them all of a freaking qualifying to figure it out.
That bump.
That did not grow bigger and didn't just pop out like
that,
a pimple.
That bump was there on Friday too.
Yeah.
He was complaining about it even on Friday.
So why didn't you do something about it?
They did. They raised his car.
That's what they did.
That's to fix the problem.
So then you know what the big problem is? Your freaking engineers, your Napoleon there, and your stupid strategist.
Your engineers are not doing
that. They're not. There's not. Okay.
Is it because they don't want to work for them anymore?
Maybe.
That's
because they see that
that's a big possibility.
That there's nothing, you know. Me, if I work for a company that's not doing well, it's been years that I've been working there.
But listen, if I'm an engineer, I want to improve my car.
Yeah.
Because, but I have a certain limit too.
Yeah, because listen, if I'm an engineer, I leave this company. Not everybody's going to take me because they say, well, he was a head engineer and look at the crap he did at Ferrari.
Yes.
So.
But sometimes it's not all your fault.
Could be, but...
You're an engineer.
You're supposed to understand.
You're going to put it in your comment. You're going to say, well, no, I don't think this is the way we should go.
Maybe Vassar doesn't want his comment.
That's what I'm saying. So then you can't blame the head engineer anymore. You have to blame the director.
You have to blame everybody, the whole team.
I told you anyways.
If they don't get along,
I told you this. What the problem was going to be with the Vassar by changing Vassar was him. Now he wants his guys.
Yeah, and he's going to change.
Bring in your guys and let's see what's going
to
happen.
Well, he had to. Yeah, but when is that going to happen? 1 year or 2 years? Because they have to guard him. FIA says no, you have to go plant tomatoes and then for a year and then you could go back to your job.
But they have to check first how good the tomatoes
are. If it's not good,
they don't have a job.
You're gone.
All right.
If they're red tomatoes, if they're green, you don't.
The engineer is because also when you're in a company and you're also working and you're trying to do something and then you see one guy decides to leave and another guy decides to leave and then. At one point,
it's depressing.
You know what? What am I doing here?
I know.
Because this all happened at the beginning of the season, yeah. Right? You had the different people leaving that have been there for such a long time. The one wants to go back to Renault, another one wants to go back here, wants to go to Mercedes, Red Bull, wherever. And you're the one who's left there. So you're like, we're not going anywhere. Let me do whatever I have to. Let me do the minimum I have to do, and that's it.
Just to get my pay, that's it. And who cares?
Okay.
There's something that you do at work.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's no communication. You don't hear it. There's nothing on the radio saying, come on, let's go. We got this. We're catching him. We're not catching him.
No.
There's no improvement on this corner. No,
it was only Saints telling him, okay, I'm going to go. Let me use his tires. Let's use his tires up. Let me push him to use his tires up. And then he smashed into him. So there you go.
That was an accident.
Hey, you're pushing and then you go smash into him. Ocon.
He lost his flap on the wing there.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Listen.
That's another mistake.
Okay, now you're picking on him. And Leclerc, how many times did he smash?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But the
problem is it because they want to push the car to its limits and they can't because it can't handle the road?
Yeah.
So at a certain point, they have to make the car better than it actually is.
I hear you. Usually a good driver does that.
No, he probably has to tell him what he has to fix to make the car better.
I don't think Leclerc is smart enough to do that.
I remember Schumacher.
It seems exactly that I have a feeling that Hamilton is going to be coming in next year.
I mean, what's that going to improve?
It's going to change. I have no idea what it's going to improve, but you know, the way I see things and hear things, it's coming.
How old is Hamilton? He's almost
Who cares how old he is?
He's almost 60. It's,
you know what I mean? No matter how old he is, he still has experience and he still wants to drive. So whatever.
Okay, but why would they go get him? I mean, it could be not even a problem with the drivers. It's probably the damn car that's no good.
We don't know the background. Maybe the car doesn't want to stay.
Maybe he doesn't want to give any feedback.
Yeah.
Of making that car improve. You know, so if you're not getting any feedback, I'm your engineer. You're not telling me anything.
But why wouldn't I give your feedback? I mean, you're improving my car. You're not improving, you know.
You hear him on the radio, he's screaming more than anything else.
Because he's getting screwed all the time. You know, come and change your tires when you don't have to. Or watch the bump because you're going to turn
over. You know, bringing in Hamilton in.
It
won't change anything because he's only going to go there for a paycheck. Why? Because you say, why is he going to do that? For sure, he's going to try to do a lot better than what he's doing for Mercedes. But when Mercedes calls him in and he doesn't like it, he lets them know.
Yeah.
How many times during the year are we going to hear him yell at his engineer? You know, it's going to take, what, 2-3 times? Then the fourth time, he's going to say, here, up yours. I'm not going to listen to you. Vettel did it. Schumacher did it. Raikkonen did it for who knows. Alonso did it.
Okay.
Enough. So, enough. Why? Because I'm right.
No, I have other things to do. Okay, we got two important matches coming up.
Who?
For soccer. No, soccer.
Who?
There's Rome and Seville for Europa Cup. And UEFA Cup, it's Inter Milan and?
I don't know.
Isn't it the English team there?
No, it's Milan.
No.
It's Inter Milan with Barcelona. Milan. Barcelona or Real Madrid?
Real Madrid.
Mm. One of the two.
One.
No, it wasn't.
I'm not sure if it's Real Madrid. Jesus Christ, guys.
If I don't even watch it, you know what I mean? Mm. U20.
Okay. U20. We still have the stick that we never got.
Yeah.
What stick?
Stick it up your ass. Yeah, that's stick. Okay, let's talk about hockey then while he's doing that.
Boston's out, so...
That's another depressing.
Knights against Las Vegas Saints. Against Dallas.
The Saints.
It's 3-2, huh?
Yeah, it's 3-2.
Yeah. Yesterday they beat Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas beat. So it's gonna go seven games or no?
No, six.
Six. Okay. So.
So they're playing in Dallas next. Okay. You think they're gonna beat them over there?
Yeah, okay. They did.
Man City.
Oh, it's Man City.
That's what I told you. I was in the English team.
Okay. Sorry.
And then you look at me and
I said, sorry.
I'm stupid.
Okay. Well, and that's gonna be on the 4th, right?
The 5th.
It's on, Saturday the 10th of June.
On the 10th of June, yeah. And Rome is on the 31st, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
What about the under 20 there? Yeah, they're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
They beat the...
That he sees. They're under 20, he knows about.
Because we don't have a stick.
Exactly.
Shut up with your stick. So that's it.
Yeah, that's Saverio. You're supposed to bring us a stick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ricardo. Hey, aren't you going to ask who's going to the race?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to racing.
Okay.
Barcelona, what?
1-2 Ferrari.
Yeah, just to get
actually, 5-6.
5-6?
Oh. Look, 8 and 10.
Yeah. 7 and 8, yeah.
3.
1-2, you.
Yeah.
I'd say 5-6.
Okay. Ciao, have a good day.
Okay.
All
right,
bye.
Take care.
Hey, listeners. Carlo here. I need to hear from you. I want to know how we're doing. Tell me at Tifosi Talk on Anchor app, Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, Breaker, Pocket Cast, or Twitter at TifosiTalk1. You can leave me a voice message, a review, or a tweet. Can't wait to hear from you. Thanks.